Unofficial Rosie, a four-part series set in Liverpool by Alan MacDonald, with Paula Wilcox as Rosie Monaghan. Number 4, Massaging the Truth.
So there we were in the lake, having the time of our lives.
Rosie, wait! Not much further now, Marg.
You said that half an hour ago.
Jerry was back at the cottage playing computer games with the kids. It had been his idea, Jerry's, to come to the lakes.
So what do you think about it? Get away from it all for the weekend.
I think it's a terrific idea.
Oh, great. I know this place near
Patrick. I tell Margie and she likes the idea too.
Margie?
Yeah.
But I wanted to...
It'll be great for the kids and all. So Margie knows this fella. Well, she always does, doesn't she, eh? Know a fella. And he's got this second home kind of thing near Kendall. Big enough for the lot of us, so what do you think?
I... Well, you see, Rosie, I'm...
He wanted us to be alone. To talk to me about this job down south he's applied for. Again. He couldn't quite say it, though. And I couldn't quite say... Whatever I can't find it in me to say to Jerry lately. So there we were.
Rosie, I am not walking another step.
We can't stop here in the middle of nowhere.
We can. I just want to die.
So there we were, letting the rain wash away our blues. Well, how was I to know that Mike would need us? The last thing he talked to me about was how I needed to sort things out with Graham, you know, my ex, which wasn't top of my agenda. So how was I to know that Mike's dinner with his old college friend was going to turn into a case for Monaghan Investigations?
Still no reply.
Yeah. She must have gone away for the weekend. I'll put her in the picture on Monday.
Sit down, man. Relax a bit. Have you got some Vitus Dance?
I have got guilt, actually.
You think I haven't?
No, I don't.
Why wasn't I there? My Miranda tried to kill her bloody self, and I'd never seen the signs. How do you think I feel?
Oh, I'm sorry, Derek. I'm being self-indulgent.
No, no, you're not. You're being an out friend by listening.
I hope I can be rather more than a pair of ears. I'll get Rosie onto it first thing on Monday morning.
That'd be great.
Come on, Mike. It's not your fault.
I feel responsible.
Oh, you'd hardly seen the guy for 20 years, then.
No, but there's something special about you, your old mates from college.
Especially if that were back in the prehistoric 60s.
Oh. I bet they went to the Isle of Wight together in 68.
Oh, we did, actually, and it was 69.
Oh.
And we have kept in touch. Derek rang me up, and I said I'd keep an eye on Miranda while she was a student here. So I took her out for a drink in her first term, and then she moved, and I lost track of her, and the next thing I hear...
She's on the game.
She has attempted suicide because she's been drugged and tricked into going onto the... into prostitution. And it's a hell of a thing to happen to a sweet girl like her, and I can't help feeling
Mike.
Responsible.
Hey, Mike.
Mike, I'm sorry I took the proverbial.
Hey, I'm okay.
Look, I am going to need a bit more to go on, though.
Yeah, sorry, I should have taken notes, but I was upset. Mm. Derek's gone back down to Solihull and Miranda's back with them for now, with Derek and her mum.
Right, I'll go tomorrow, first thing, okay?
Okay. Hey, and we ought to talk about Graham.
Oh, if he's going to keep me waiting for the maintenance, he can wait forever for his access to the kids. Tell him that, all right?
It's kind of hard to put that into legalese, Rosie.
Do your best. Got to Solihull 11 next morning. Oh, it's dead posh, Solihull. If you don't have a Volvo and a detached, you get sent over the border, looks like. The Hodges house was only just detached. You know, an anorexic could just about walk sideways between it and the next one. Lovely garden in bloom. But the house itself. Paint peeling, gutters sagging, the roof missing a few slates. The girl, well, young woman, who opened the door, seemed like she was missing a few slates and all.
You're Rosie Monaghan, aren't you?
Yeah. And you must
I know
be...
Derek means well calling you in, but... I just don't know if I can go through it all.
Oh, anyway.
Miranda, you all right, love?
I don't think I can bear.
Hey, steady now. Why don't you come upstairs and lie down and your mum will tell her all about it.
I'm sorry, Rosie.
Poor thing. Look no more than a child. Cherubic round face like... Yeah, like our Carol's might be when she's older. And so thin. I felt awful about that joke to myself. You know, about an anorexic walking sideways. She was almost as white as the bandages on her wrists that I saw when she lifted her hands to her face. Her mother was big, healthy red cheeks, didn't say anything about Miranda's upset, just handed me a mug of...
Hope you don't mind decaf. It's all we use, I'm afraid.
Mm. No. No, it's fine. It was horrible. The mug had a picture of Charles and I's wedding on it. Jessica wiped her hands on her caftan, circa 68, or was it 69, and sat me down in a Habitat chair. And her eyes were a bit, like, well, either dreamy or she had her lenses in. And she said,
I do hope you can, like, help us.
Look, I'll be all right on my own for a minute if you want to go and see
her. No, she's fine with Derek. Better, actually. He's been a godsend, Derek. She keeps having these outbursts.
Outbursts? Well, don't you think she ought to be upset, then? When she's...
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're all very, like, wound up about the whole thing. Of course, I blame myself.
If we could just, like, you know, start at the beginning.
But if she hadn't quite innocuously learned from me... I'm a therapist, you see. Alternative, some call it. But I like to say holistic. Working with the whole person, you understand?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'm into, like, herbal remedies, aromatherapy and massage. So when Miranda was 16 or so, I started to teach her. Just some basic techniques, you see?
There was a pause. I didn't see. Jessica started to roll a cigarette and was explaining to me all over again how it was all her fault when Derek finally answered me prayers and came back down.
I mean, I was in therapy for a while because I wondered if it was to do with my problems with my own mother.
It's not your fault, Jess.
No, but...
If it's anyone's fault, it's mine.
Well, my problem is, Mike's given me the bare outline.
Money. But... That's at the root of it.
Huh?
You see, just when Miranda was going up to university... And we all had such high hopes. She could have gone to Oxford anywhere. Such a bright girl. But she chose... And that was the very moment when money got tight.
Derek got made redundant, but really that's all irrelevant. If I
Yes, love, don't blame yourself.
It was hopeless. Each of them wanted to spend hours telling me how it was all his or her fault, without ever getting round to quite what it was. While upstairs, their poor daughter... Finally, I got a ghost of a tale out of them and went up to test it out on Miranda. She was in bed, long black hair hiding her face. Hard to get a word out of her. So, according to your mum and dad, you went to this MM massage place to do what you thought was straight massage to supplement your lousy grant sort of thing, right? And then someone there gave you some coke and then some more and then you owed them, right? Right. So then they gave you a choice, pay up or earn the money, with fellas. Right? Is that right, Miranda? Miranda?
Nobody calls me that, but then, Derek and Jess.
Well, what do people call you then? Your friends?
Randy. Good joke, eh? Randy goes on the game.
But is what your mum and dad were telling
Derek's me... Derek's not my real dad. He's my step... It's a funny way of putting it, isn't it? Step. Looked it up when Derek moved in. 13, I must have been. I was a crossword kid. Loved dictionaries in those days. Bereaved, it means. Stepfather. Father of the bereaved orphan.
I love a good digression, me, normally speaking. With, like, a little joke at the end. But the Hodges... Who weren't actually the Hodges, because Randy and Mummy are still called Derwins. As in, where'd they go? Derwent. That-a-way. Ha-ha. There. That's what I call a digression. But the Hodge and the Derwins, their digressions ended up nowhere, or rather, in the middle of themselves. Which may have been a bit off in Derek and Jess's case, but was forgivable in the girl herself, wasn't it? The whole thing seemed to have wiped her out. Eventually, I winkled some names out of her.
Yeah, McAfee, he's the man. Anything you want to snort or mainline, and he's your man. You asked Bren.
Bren was your mate at this MM massage.
Yeah, she got out of it, though. Talk to her.
Where do you think I might find her?
Well, that's difficult. Last time I saw her, she was living in some squat in Gambia Terrace, you know?
I know.
Or she was going to this clinic place that's kind of for girls on the game and so forth. Provis, it's called.
Provis, right. And what about this guy who runs the massage place?
It was all right until he took over. Bastard. Madame, that's what he calls himself, because he's always, like, dressed like something out of the Rocky Horror Show. It's me that's the freak, though, isn't it?
Oh.
Me that's the horror.
Hey, now, shh.
This is all...
Miranda, hey, it's all right.
Oh. Look, why don't I just leave you me card? Here, put me home number on it as well, in case you need to... And I'll just slip away, eh?
Probably best. Shush. Just get the bastards who did this to her, will you?
Get the bastards, yeah? How could they do that to her? But how exactly were we going to get them? When I asked Mike that, unfortunately, he'd regained what he likes to call his sense of humour.
Depends what you can come up with, Rosie. I thought, get evidence that this MM massage place is entrapping young women into prostitution, find out which senior police officers are being paid off, create a major scandal, preferably involving a politician or two, and have them all sent down for 5 years.
Oh, simple as that, eh? Friday, do you?
Thursday would be better.
Oh, come on, what do you reckon?
We're going to need hard evidence, Rosie, from someone on the inside.
Mm, I'd volunteer myself, only I'm probably too old for it. Mm. I was wondering if...
Hey, don't look at me.
All right, Deb. I'll try and find the next best candidate.
You.
Why don't you start by trying to find that Bren character?
I'm already on my way.
Hey, I'm still supposed to reply to that letter from Graham's solicitor. When you've got a moment, oh.
I didn't have a moment for my ex-husband. Because I still had that picture in my mind of Oh, I can't call her Randy, can I? Of Miranda... crying, clinging to me. And I wanted to get out there straight away and get the bastards myself. Soon found the squat in Gambier Terrace. Derelict house. Lovely view of the Anglican Cathedral. Didn't seem like God was watching over the lad I found there, though.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Bren or, McCavy.
Hey. McCavy. Shut off, lady.
Actually, the only one of those last three words he really said was the middle one, off. The first word had a C and a K in it, and the last referred briefly to my private parts. I thanked him for his help and moved on.
And you, smackhead!
What do you do when you're trying to calm yourself down? I file me nails. I stood just round the corner in Huskisson Street, trying to clear me head, filing me nails that didn't need filing, when this car slowed down.
All right, darling.
Oh, mustn't grumble, you know.
How much, then?
How much for what?
Quick blowjob, how much?
Quick blow?
Oh, I've got an appointment at 12, so if you're not
quick
interested...
Quick blowjob, yeah? Here you go.
Hey, come back here, you!
Quick blowjob. Blew his front tire with me nail file. Wish I'd left a hairpin behind in the hole I'd made. Then he could have said, you know, he blew his tire on a hairpin. Ho, ho, ho. I wasn't feeling very humorous, actually. He just seemed an ordinary fella. Middle-aged Mondeo man. But then... I went down to look over this MM place. Doorway to some stairs between two shops. Ladies' hairdressers and a sweet shop. Blacked-out windows overhead. I stood opposite for a while, just watching. Just ordinary fellas coming and going. And then... this extraordinary man came out. 6'3", bulging muscles, suspenders and stockings showing under his coat. I might have laughed if he hadn't.
He's not coming, love.
Sorry?
You soon will be if you don't move on.
Eh? Look.
No, you look. You've been standing here for over an hour. Husband, is he? Think he's playing away, do we?
I've got every right.
You'll get my right if you stand here a moment longer, love. Right? With me?
What did he mean, Rosie? There was brass. Where the knuckles should have been on his right hand, I legged it.
You should have had some of my spray, you know. Blinds them.
Hey, that's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Whereas brass knuckles are everybody's fashion accessory these days, are they?
Only if you're a hairy 6'3" in suspenders.
There, that's better. Got your sense of humour back? Have another and you'll be your normal self again.
Hey, no. No, Mog. One large whiskey's my limit.
It's these fellas that are the limit, though, isn't it? Like the one who asked
ordinary.
You for a...
They look so ordinary, though.
Somebody's husband, somebody's son, yeah? We're hoping to get their names in the papers, you know. Curb crawlers. Mm. Our tenant associations in the campaign. That'll shame them.
But somewhere along the line, they must decide to do it. The women, I mean.
And what were you just telling me? That this girl you're trying to help was drugged and duped, isn't
yeah, you're right. Oh, that poor girl.
Hey, You ought to ask Polly about the massage business. You remember Polly from that?
Yes, of course. Hard as nails and twice as spiky.
That's it.
God, yeah, Polly. She could drink any man under the table, then join him there.
What do you mean?
Well, she had a bit of a name for it, didn't she?
For what?
Part-time sex education, Mark, for grown-ups, interactive. Have you got her number?
Yeah, it's in my book. Here. Check out the adult education scene with her. Hey, get yourself a massage while you're at it.
No, please.
It's all right. Ooh. That's a tough bit over.
There. Oh. Oh, that's nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what? So, tell me about S&M, Polly.
What?
Sex and massage, I mean. With special reference to... Oh. To the MM Massage Centre.
Tell you on the phone. I've not heard of them, but...
Oh.
Oh, you really should take more exercise, Rosie.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the Yellow Pages. I like to let my fingers do the walking.
Fellas do that, you know. Mm? Let their fingers do the walking. The phone numbers are in the paper every day. Oh. Haven't you seen them? Private sauna. Personal goals only.
Mm.
Rosie, are you listening to me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, listen. These fellas with their fingers doing the curb crawling. Do you know these massage places are just covers, right?
Right.
Including this one?
No, we're strictly legit.
Straight up? I mean, if a fella's lying here while I'm lying, and he says, how about, you know, whatever, then what?
I might. Depends on the fella. And this week's bills, woman's got a lip.
And who pushed you into that?
Nobody pushed me, I chose.
Oh, yeah, but, well, for me, I mean, I've just never fancied doing it for money.
It's a better deal than most wives get. The fellas pay for it, and they don't expect you to wash their friggin' underpants after. But I wish some of them would before.
Oh. Isn't it heavy stuff, though, Paul? This fella who runs MM Massage, for instance.
Pimp. We don't let him in here. Men don't run this show.
Oh, it's still awful risky, though, isn't it? Don't you worry about what you might, you know, catch.
I'm more at risk of catching a cold now I use these Femidoms. You know.
Yeah,
you
know. I know. Ah! Oh! So you're... Oh! Ow! You'll ask about... Oh, no more, Polly, no more. You'll ask about this MM massage for us, eh?
I'll give you a bell.
I once caught something off Graham. Something, you know, something embarrassing down below. Oh, come on, Rosie, call a crab a crab. And in the course of a quiet discussion, he said...
Well, if I can't get it for free, I'm bloody well going to pay for it, aren't I?
Ugh. If a decree absolute and a minor dispute over access and maintenance didn't stand between us, I could have got Graham to go into MM Massage. I needed somebody to go in there and suss it out. So, no, it wasn't that I'd imagined Jerry in a dirty Mac. He's the last person. No, it wasn't. I'd decided I was really feeling bad about putting off talking to him about the job down south. Anyway, we went out for a meal. That Greek down the bottom of Hardman Street, he loves a good kebab. I really wanted to say, I am sorry, Jerry.
You're just saying that.
You wanted us to have a quiet weekend in the lakes to talk. I know. I was just up to my ears in it. But now...
Now what?
Now I'm ready to listen. So, have you sent the application in?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, Jerry, talk to me.
What am I to you?
You mean... You're a good mate. A great...
You just want a free babysitter.
No, I don't. I'm paying Jennifer tonight, aren't I?
It's not me you want, though, is it?
Yeah, it is. Hey, nobody else can make me want to sing zippity-doo-dah like you can.
I haven't seen much sign of that lately.
That you could make any woman want to sing it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you could. Hey, maybe you could do a little job for us.
What's that?
Visit this MM Massage Centre I'm investigating. I think it's probably a cover, you see, for a brothel.
For a brothel?
So I need a fella to go in and ask for, you know, special services, you know.
Oh, yes, I do know. I know that that is it.
That's what?
You don't want us to make love anymore, but you want me...
Hey, it was just
an idea. You want me to go and buy it somewhere else because of some pathetic little detective job
you've
got?
Not pathetic.
Oh, but you are, Rosie.
You're pathetic, and I'm sick of being used by you, and I'm going, and I'm not coming back.
No, Jerry, wait! At least hang on till you've paid the bill. Isn't that terrible? I really did think that. Even though I hadn't meant... It just kind of came up in the conversation, didn't it? Jokey, kind of. Because I still couldn't work out how to say... How to say, no, Jerry, I do not want to come down south with you if you get this job. No, Jerry. It's easier in theory than in practice. Oh, sod it. I know who'll be game for the MM massage. Just need to tear him away from his library and his OU essay.
This is a wind-up, right?
No, straight up.
Straight up?
Yeah.
You want me to go to this place and ask for a bit of the other? And it's all on expenses.
Yeah, so will you do it?
You're really not joking, are you?
Really?
Well, of course I will. Once I've got this essay in the post.
Are men really as desperate for sex as they say? Once he'd got his essay in the post. So, I had Polly to do some digging about MM massage and Martin to report back on the customers. And what else? How could I find this Bren that Miranda had talked about? There was one lead I hadn't followed up yet.
She was going to this clinic place that's kind of for girls on the game and so forth. Provis, it's called.
Provis. Prostitutes Voluntary Information Services. As explained on one of the leaflets I read, while avoiding the eyes of four sad-looking women who were also waiting to see Chris Curtis. Finally, it was my turn. I should have pretended to be a client or something. Chris Curtis wasn't that wild about a private eye looking for Bren.
I'm afraid we never divulged that sort of information.
I'm looking for evidence to help Randy, you see. Miranda Derwent.
I'm looking for the name of my next appointment.
Maybe if you can't tell me how to find Bren, maybe you could help me to find McCavy.
McCavy?
Yeah, the dealer. You see, Randy gave me your name, and she said that
McCavy... I can see you're an amateur, Ms. Monaghan, if you're looking for McCavy.
Why? What do you
mean? Frankly, in my experience of the likes of you, and let me assure you, I do have experience of the
Listen,
likes of
I'm
you.
Not the likes
in
of anyone.
In my experience of the likes of you, you're either working for a debt collector out to make a desperate woman more desperate.
What?
Or for a pimp out to repay a debt of his own with a knife.
Look, I am
They're
not...
They're usually men, though. I'm disgusted to see a woman stoop so low. So, if you'll excuse me...
Look, here's my card. If you see Bren...
Isn't it?
If you see Bren, ask her to call me for Randy's sake, please.
Julie, come in. How are you?
Ta-ra, then.
It's all right, Julie. Some garbage blew in off the street. But it's blowing out again now, isn't it?
My Life as a Leper by Rosie Monaghan. No, you can't blame her, Rosie. She's probably had some bad experiences with... Didn't stop me wanting to kick her teeth in, though. Hey, and what was so bloody funny about me looking for McCavy? And why, oh why, hadn't I sorted out Graham and his access and his maintenance? Because just when I'd settled down that evening for a quick report back from Martin... Where have you been, anyway?
Told you, I had to get my essay off.
But you've been down to MM Massage now?
Yeah, and when I'm
back... Hey, come here, you little devil.
What's up now?
Marcy's stolen me disc and it's the second disc for Sensible Soccer.
Nanny boy.
And I can't play the game without
it. Come on, Carol, give it back.
I've got it.
Don't give him it. Mammy stole me skates and he won't tell me where they are and I need them tomorrow.
Oh? Why do you need your skates tomorrow?
Cause I do.
Cause she's going out secretly with Dad in the lunch hour.
Telltale tip, telltale tip.
Carol, tell me about it.
He was waiting for us one day last week at lunchtime.
And you agreed to see him tomorrow?
Manny is my dad and...
And you know what happened last time he saw us?
Shut it, knock.
Martin, can I have that disc, please?
Don't give him it.
So a bit later, me and Graham had one of our quiet, rational chats on the phone.
I've every bloody right to see me daughter if she wants to see me.
Not when you're not coughing up the maintenance you haven't. Not behind
my back. I'm only doing that to try and make you see sense.
You wanted to make me see stars last time we met, so I hardly think you've got the... Oh, Graham. Ooh, I hate that. Wishing I'd been the one to bang the phone down first. Ooh. Didn't put me in a good mood for Martin's report back. Go on, then. You tell me what a great time you've been having on expenses. Well, go on.
Well, the first person you meet is this 6'3" fella in stockings and suspenders and nothing much else.
Yeah, called Madame. I know, he's the fella I was saying.
You want to hear this story, or don't you?
Sorry, Martin. You know, it's Graham and all that. Go on.
So, I have a shower, and then I get shown to this room. Orange lit. There's this blonde woman in a leotard two sizes too small for her. Ingrid from Gothenburg, Sweden. Only it's Gothenburg Bootle, if you ask me. Lovely girl, though.
Yes.
Rosie.
I mean, yes.
So, I'm lying there in me towel, and she's refreshing the part so the Swedes cannot reach. And I said I'd heard from Randy.
She knew who Randy was?
Couldn't tell. So I said I'd heard about their extra special services. That's extra with an S at the beginning of it, with me.
Very subtle, Martin. And then?
Well, she gave me a price list. It was a bit off-putting, actually. Like she was reading from a menu. You'd be amazed at the dish of the day, Rosie.
Oh, nothing would surprise me. And did you?
Well, I thought the expenses wouldn't run to it. Hey, but I'm willing to go back if the client can afford it. Purely for research purposes.
It's not a joke, Martin. Women being bought and sold.
Oh, come on, Rosie. I'm just trying to make a joke out of it. Because it was horrible, really. Seedy. Felt dirty doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dirty. And you keep me hanging round here all night while you bawl your ex-husband out.
He's been going behind me back to the kids, Martin.
Yeah, well, I'm an ex-husband too. And the only way I can see one of my kids is by sneaking off to the playground. And the only way I can keep my head above water is by getting a bit of money that she doesn't know about, like doing little jobs for you.
Martin.
Even if I hate the jobs and I get nothing but grief for doing them, right? So next time you want a sucker, pick someone else, okay?
No, Martin. Listen to Mr. High and Mighty. Listen to Ms. High and Mighty. My heart sank when he walked out that door. I didn't want to see Martin as another Graham. I wanted to see him as someone who does a few little jobs for me. That's all, Rosie. You are going to get up in the morning and go to the police with what you've got. After you've been firm with Carol.
But why can't I see him?
Last time you saw your dad, you caused mayhem at your half-sister's birthday party.
Never.
Mayhem. By lecturing all the assembled two-year-olds about how jelly was made out of boiled animal bones.
I've said I'm sorry, and he said...
I don't care what he said.
Dad said he wouldn't try and make me eat meat anymore. And Helen likes to go skating with me, he says. Please let me go with them, Mum.
No. Well, not today. I'm not taking you out of classes.
Oh.
But tell him I'll talk to him about taking you on Saturday, okay?
Okay.
How the hell are you going to do that, Rosie? Without blowing a gasket. I might have given in if she hadn't mentioned that woman's name. Helen. It's not her fault, Rosie. It's not Carol's fault either. Wish Miranda's face wasn't so like an older version of... Wish I'd made more progress on Miranda, because Derek Hodges was due to arrive and check on our progress, and there was no more progress to make. Except to try and call in a few favours from me old friend, Detective Sergeant Murdoch.
I rather thought it was you that owed me the favours, Regine.
As long as they're not sexual ones, eh?
I beg your pardon?
Favours, you know.
Oh, I've taken up celibacy for Lent.
But Lent's long gone.
Oh, so that's why my wife's been bothering me. Anyway, what's this favour I haven't got time to do for you?
I've got this client, you see, that's got involved in this prostitution racket.
Regine... I'm sorry to say, I am too honest for the Vice Squad. I can't help it, I've tried to fight it, but it's no good.
I wasn't really in much of a ho-ho mood with chummy Sergeant Murdoch, but I wanted his help. I told him about MM Massage and what I'd got from Martin.
Oh, come off it, Regine. If we were to arrest everybody who offered extra services in a massage parlour, we'd never...
You'd never have time to fill out parking tickets, yeah.
But what have you got, love? The boss of the place will deny it and say the girl was freelancing. She'll deny it and we'll give her a caution. Is that really what you're after?
No, it wasn't. I needed to get a hold of this Bren that Randy had talked about. I needed to get my head straight.
Well, there's no point in going to the police till we've assembled a case that'll stand up in court.
No, Mike, sorry.
So what have you got that I can tell Derek?
Well, I'm still pursuing several lines of inquiry.
That's what I say when I'm at a dead end. What have you really got?
So I told him about Martin and squatters and airy madams and social workers, and he kept saying...
Yes?
In that kind of a sceptical way he's got, so...
So apart from carrying on trying to find this Bren, who doesn't seem to want to be found...
So more or less on the spur of the moment, when he'd got me on the ropes kind of thing, I blurted out... Well, I've got my mate Polly working on the inside of MM Massage. Yeah. It's the only way, Mike, to get the lowdown on them.
Oh, you're right there. Expect it's costing us.
Oh, yeah. I said she'd get 25 quid a day on top of what she'll be earning at MM Massage.
Well, I'd better check the finances with Derek, but good work, Rosie.
Oh, Rosie, are you in? It's Graham. Tell him you couldn't catch me. Improvise, please, Debs.
No,
I'm sorry, she really is out somewhere. I've checked her diary and it looks like Child Support Agency. Would that be right?
Nice one, Debs. That'll put the heebie-jeebies up 'em. Nice to have something to laugh about, eh? When your boss has congratulated you on your good work. I just had to go through the trifling little detail of persuading Polly to do what Mike thought she was doing already. Took her out for a bevy. She was dead hard to persuade.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
You what?
I'm brassed off with Mandy's massage anyway. They're taking too big a cut.
But I thought they were safer. No pimps, you know.
Rosie, I've said I'll do it. No guarantee I'll even get through the door, mind. Let alone get a job off Madame.
It could be dangerous, though, Paul. You know, if they're trying to get the girls on drugs to make them...
Are you trying to argue me into this or out of it? I've said I'll do it, all right?
Well, okay, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
Let's fix the meet for Monday, so you can tell me how you're doing, whether you want to pull out once you've seen... Okay?
Okay, Rosie. In here at one. But don't worry. I can handle myself.
I just started to feel bad about involving an old mate, that's all. She'd agreed too quick. She hadn't thought about it. You've got to be ruthless in business, Rosie. And with yourself. Come on, what haven't you done? When I got home, there was a message on the answer phone to remind me.
Wonder if you could give us a ring when you've a moment.
Amazing what a little threat to the wallet will do to the politeness factor, eh? So I managed to put that out of my mind till tea time.
Am I going to see Dad and Helen tomorrow, then?
I'm not going.
Don't say that, Bob. Please don't make it worse. I have got to ring Graham. I have got to, and you know how well that always goes.
Hello?
Hiya, Graham. I just wanted to make some arrangements about you picking up Carol tomorrow.
Oh, okey-doke. Usual place and time?
Yeah, that'll be fine. I'm afraid Bob doesn't want to come.
Oh, I wondered about that. Give him time, eh?
Yeah, give him time.
Rosie... About this child support agency business.
I really don't want to talk about that now, if you don't mind.
Oh, fair enough. See ya.
He was just as polite when I handed Carol over the next morning. Why was everybody being so nice to me all of a sudden? Jerry had sent a letter. Hand-delivered. Don't read it, Rosie.
Even though I can't just let bygones be bygones, I do love you and I miss you, Rosie. And if I get this job in Maidenhead...
Will this maiden head that way too? No, Jerry. It's like this, Jerry, you see. Wished I'd left the answer phone on in case that was him. Glad I didn't. Rosie Monaghan.
Oh, hello. My name's Brenda. Provis gave me your number and I was wondering if we could meet.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been trying to get a hold of you. Where and when?
How about lunchtime tomorrow in the Everyman Bistro?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Let's say 1 o'clock. Hey, how will I know you? Wouldn't have had any trouble, actually. Tall and thin and pinched and pale. Yet you could imagine, with half a ton of makeup added. Pretty, too. Hers was a spritzer. Her conversation was as fizzy as her drink. I wondered if she was, well, high on something. Something the real McCavy had sold her.
I'm you now, you see. I haven't got a set of place at the moment. You and there. I like it here, don't you? Sometimes you
think... Brent, slow down, slow down. Tell me about it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, do I? Something about Randy, that's what I sort of gathered.
Yeah, you know she's in trouble.
No. I found her, didn't I? Found her sitting in the frigging bath. We were dusting at this mate's place, you see. There's blood pouring out of her wrists. No, she's in trouble.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't know.
No, you weren't to know her. So you're trying to help her, right?
Well, indirectly. I'm trying to put together a case about... You worked at this MM massage place too, didn't you?
Yeah, she got me the jobs here. Well, I've been freelancing, you know, to pay the man.
McCavy.
McCavy?
Yeah, Randy said that was the dealer's name, right?
She told you that? Yeah, right, to pay McCavy. Yeah.
Yes, why is it?
I needed to turn some tricks, you see, so Randy, poor girl, I can still see her sitting in that bar staring at me.
We can talk about this another time if you'd like.
No. Now's the timer. Now's the time. They were bastards in that place.
What, MM massage?
They did for Randy, all right. Poor Randy, she was desperate. She called her dad and he wouldn't help her. Did she tell you? No, I don't suppose she'd have told you that.
Derek? She called Derek and he wouldn't
help
her?
Well, she called up the bastard and he wouldn't help her, so she... Look, hey, I'm sorry. I've got to go.
What?
I've got to go see a man, right?
But, Bren, you will give evidence about all this, won't you?
Evidence? Yeah, sure.
Look, sure. Here's me card. Come into the office 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, right?
Right. Look, sorry, I'll go.
Look, I've written it down. 10 o'clock Monday morning. Yeah. But hang on. Why are you...
Bye.
This McCavey business was beginning to bug me. Why does everybody laugh when I mention his name? How could I find someone on the drug scene who could tell me about him? Margie Chantal. She might know a drug dealer or two on past history. When I phoned Marg, she reluctantly admitted that her revolting daughter sometimes did washing up at the Legion. So I found one of Carol's friends to take Carol in for the afternoon. Half hoped we wouldn't find one, because I wasn't looking forward to my reception from Chantal. I knew she'd be mad as hell with me.
Rosie, great to see you.
You are?
Great to see you. Anything wrong with that?
Well, no, but I thought, you know, because you'd had a row with your mum, and I think you got the entirely erroneous impression that it was our Bob that told her...
Best thing I ever did, Rosie, get away from me, mum. Sobered me up no end.
Sobered you up?
Yeah, I was just, like, rebelling while I was there. Wanting to get at her.
Anyway, I've not come about that. I've come about McCavey.
McCavey?
Yeah, you know, you were in on the fringes of the drug scene, right?
Was, yeah.
So, you know who this McCavey is?
Yeah, I know him.
So, why does everybody laugh when I mention his name?
Because he lives in Never Neverland. You know, at the end of the Yellow Brick Road.
Hey, I thought you said you was off the drugs.
McCavey doesn't exist. It's kind of an in-joke thing. What you say when the busies ask where you got stuff. Got him off McCavey, you say. Let me help to you.
McCavey didn't exist. So why did Miranda and Bren and everybody pretend he existed? Slept on the problem. Had a lousy night and woke up to no solution. Just another letter from Jerry. That I didn't open. Monday. Monday was the day nobody turned up. No Bren at 10 o'clock, or 11, or 12. No Polly in the pub at 1, no answer on her phone. Work was slack, so I popped round there. No answer. And this neighbour said...
They haven't seen her for days. Her sister came round for her things yesterday.
Where's she gone?
Well, I wasn't actually talking to her. That's her sister, I mean. But she said to Mrs. Talleyrand across the way, something about the hospital.
Hospital? Polly? Do you know what happened to her?
Search me. And you've just missed Mrs. Talleyrand, I'm afraid. She's gone off for the weekend in Llandudno.
Hospital? I should never have let Polly volunteer, should I?
Don't worry. I can handle myself.
I should never have taken any notice of her, should I? I wanted to go straight round to Madame Hairylegs and bob at him. You know, that woman who cut off her husband's... Instead, I picked up Carol from school and phoned all the hospitals in sight and no Pauline Maloney anywhere. What was I going to do? Apart from worry and make the kids tea and worry and get Margie round and worry and...
Don't worry, Rosie. Get out there and I'll try the hussies again,
said Margie. But I never like it when people say don't worry, do you? To me, it means, like, you ought to worry. Otherwise, why would they say...
Don't worry, Rosie.
No, I should have apologised to you before now. You know, about sending...
No sweat. I'm still coming to the place with you again, aren't I? But I think we should be careful.
Be careful? My mate Polly's in hospital, and we ought to handle Madame with kid gloves.
He's quite a heavy fella, Rosie. Let me do the talking, all right?
Steamed up. Yes, I was. M.M. Massage had one of those entry phone thingies. Martin introduced himself as...
Bull Martin. I was here the other day.
Bull Martin?
You know, Martin Bullifant. Bull.
As in cock and bull, I suppose. It wasn't as sleazy as I'd expected. Blue paint and soft carpet on the floors and soft porn on the walls and Madame ready to greet us in person.
He's still not here, love, your husband.
Wouldn't surprise me if he was.
It's about Polly. Polly Maloney.
Don't know anyone of that name.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Rosie?
Now, if you mean Polly Knight...
Oh, yeah, she might have called herself that. You put her in hospital, haven't you?
Yeah. I've put her in hospital. And I'll put you there if you don't turn round and walk down them stairs right now.
Hey, don't you threaten...
Your kid. Before I was a queen, sweetie... I was an all-in wrestler.
Hey, let go of his neck, you.
Boys, need some help out here.
No, it's all right, we're going. Come on, Martin.
Give Polly my love when you see her, won't you?
My shin was bleeding where he'd kicked me. Martin was only just breathing where his windpipe used to be. Brilliant, Rosie.
Brilliant, Rosie. I'd do the talking, didn't we agree that?
Hey, don't try to do the talking now, eh?
I'm never going to work for you again. Never.
And what had we got? Bruised shins and sore necks. And why was Polly calling herself
Knight? It's her maiden name. She's been using it for years.
So you tracked her down?
The infirmary.
And what's happened to her?
They won't say. Comfortable, they said. As if you ever are in Hussey with sick people.
So, can we see her?
You've just missed visiting hours.
Oh, sugar.
Hey, and that young one's been ringing you. Randy, what's the name? Wouldn't tell me what it was about.
She rang again after Margie had gone and the kids were tucked up in bed. That young one, Miranda. Except that I was just beginning to see. Miranda was her name for Derek and her mum and me, who imagined that she looked like a half-grown-up Carol. A child's name. But now she was all grown up, and really she was called...
Randy? Randy, where are you?
It doesn't matter. I just wanted to ask...
Are you in Liverpool? Where are you?
I'm safe. That's all you need to know. But I want you to try and get Derek...
Randy, please tell me where you are.
Just get off my case, will you? Just get Derek to call this whole investigation thing off, will you?
Does he know where you are? Does your mum?
Look, I'm all right. Just tell Derek, all right?
No, Randy, don't ring off. Your madame has put my mate in Hussey. Please... Oh...
Randy had called me at home, because I'd written me home number down for her on me business card. Only her mate, Bren, had said...
Provis gave me your number and I was wondering if we could meet.
But Provis didn't have me home number. Bren had lied to me about that, about McCavie. They'd all lied to me about McCavie. And now Polly was in hospital and Randy was back on the street, if not the streets. I called Mike at home. All right, I was a coward. I could have called Derek up direct, couldn't I? But they were old mates from college, weren't they? Mike called me back pronto.
Derek said she was loads better and wanted to come back to Liverpool, so he drove her up today.
And left her here on her own. Mm. Mike, she tried to commit suicide just a few weeks ago.
But if her parents, if her mother and Derek are satisfied, she's all right.
Self-satisfied, that's what they are.
Rosie.
So you didn't get an address off him?
I didn't see any point.
Mike, do you know why she came to Liverpool in the first place? Was it because of her dad, her natural father?
I don't think that was the main reason. She told you he lived up here, did she? Rosie? Rosie?
I finally thought back, you see, about why she'd come to Liverpool.
And we all had such high hopes, you know. She could have gone to Oxford, anywhere. Such a bright girl. But she chose...
Chose Liverpool. Why, eh? Good for her academic subject, or... What was it her mate Bren had said?
She called her dad and he wouldn't help her, did she tell you? No, I don't suppose she'd have told you that.
Her dad, not Derek. Her dad. I went through all the Derwents in the phone book. It was past 10 at night. Some of them weren't best pleased. No one with a daughter called Miranda. What more could I do? Worry. That's what I could do. I lay awake all night, half worrying about poor Polly, who was comfortable, while the other half of me was worrying about some stranger who wasn't at all like a grown-up Carol. Don't worry, Rosie.
Found her, didn't I? Found her. Blood pouring out of her wrists.
Don't imagine things, Rosie. Go to sleep, for God's sake. Didn't obey myself, as usual. In the morning, there were a dozen red roses from Jerry that I didn't put in water. And when I'd hobbled down to the infirmary, because my shin was still giving me jip, I tracked down Polly's ward and discovered that all she was suffering from was...
acute appendicitis. Sorry, I'm still a bit woozy.
But Madame said... Oh, when I accused him of putting you in hospital.
He was great. Rough bastard sometimes, but he rushed me over here.
He sends his love.
But you've seen him yourself. But I...
Oh, thought... no, let's save the explanations for later, eh? I don't expect you're up to telling me about your undercover work.
Not under much cover there, if you get my meaning.
Oh, so it's everything it's cracked up to be, MM massage.
It's knocking shop, all right. I mean, what do you expect when it's called MM?
Mm?
Say that again.
Mm?
Mm. Only your Andy's been telling you a few porkies.
She did work there, though.
Oh, yeah. For 2 weeks, till Mr. Madame gave her the elbow.
Sacked her? What for?
Being pissed on duty. She threw up over a customer.
Right in the middle.
Oh, hey, talk about coitus interruptus.
Crazy, that's... Oh, my stitches, sorry. Pissed on duty. That was strange. They frowned on drugs, suggested massage. And I remembered a little thought I'd had. The night before, outside the place, before me and Martin went in, I thought, what woman wouldn't realise what sort of a place it was just by looking at it? If I hadn't been blinded by imagining how sweet and innocent Miranda was. But how was I going to explain all that to Derek, when she was still the apple of his eye? Derek, who was in the office when I got there.
So I rang these people up. The people where I dropped her off, and they said she'd never had an arrangement to stay there. Never went in, just knocked and asked for some bloke they'd never heard of.
McCavy, I expect.
Yeah, that's right. How do you know that, Rosie?
Women's intuition.
So I left a note for Jess and drove straight up here. Where the hell is she?
Don't worry, Derek. We'll do everything
Maybe
we can.
Maybe she's at her dad's.
But Jess doesn't have anything to do with him. I'm sure Miranda doesn't either.
But he lives up here, right?
How did you know that, Rosie? Did Miranda...
Well, however much children get used to new families, well, there's always something special about the natural father, isn't there?
And you think that's where she might be?
But why don't we get on to Jess and see if she's got an address for him?
I didn't hold out much hope for that angle. Not if what Bren had said was true, that he wouldn't help her.
Bracewell Solicitors and Monaghan Investigations, can I help you? Hello? Hello? They rang off again.
I wonder if it's Randy. Maybe I should answer next time.
So you don't think Derek and Michael find her at her dad's?
I think she's with her mate Bren, somewhere in Liverpool. Oh, sod it. I'm giving up waiting for Murdoch to ring back.
What's he going to tell you? I thought he'd poo-pooed the whole thing.
I phoned him this morning to check on the records.
Murdoch speaking.
Hi, Sergeant Murdoch.
I was going to call you back after solving a crime or two.
No, sorry to bother you.
I've got file here. Miranda Peace Derwent.
Peace? God, these hippies.
3 cautions for soliciting, 2 D&Ds.
Drunk and disorderly.
Yeah, that's right. The last caution for soliciting, she would have been up in court if it hadn't been for the suicide attempt on compassionate grounds. Well, you get my drift.
I get your drift.
Now, I haven't told you any of this. You understand, Regine?
I understood. All too clearly. Went out for a breath of air. Maybe a sarnie. This nervy figure stepped out of the shadows. Bren.
I tried to call you, but some weird voice kept answering.
That's not weird. That's Yorkshire. So where is she, Randy?
Up at the squat, Gambier Terrace.
Is she all right?
She's sleeping it off. Had a bit of a binge last night. She wants to see you, though. Wants you to talk to her... to Derek.
He'll be back here soon. Why don't we wait
till... No, she wants to see you first, Rosie. Please. This is Nat.
Smackhead, I think you called me last time.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to repeat what you called me. Is she all right?
Yeah. She's having some coffee. Go on through.
They had it quite cosy in this place. Calagas stove, cushions on the floor... Randy was half lying on one of the cushions, looking like death warmed up.
Thanks for coming, Rosie.
Oh, hangover, eh?
Oh, and a half.
Not something McCavy sold you, then?
No. McCavy's... You've sussed out McCavy, have you?
Yeah.
It's a Ponzi student joke, originally. Short for McCavity, you see.
No, I don't, actually.
You never seen Cats? It's from a poem. T.S. Eliot. You may seek him in the basement, you may look up in the air, but when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there.
Nor were you, eh? When you were supposedly drugged and tricked into...
I can't tell, Derek. I can't. Not without... Will you help me?
What about your mum?
Mum? She's a mystery. Built this shell around her and I can't break through.
So you secretly came here to find your real dad and you took to drinking, is that it?
After he'd left, Mum wouldn't talk about him. Dad wouldn't tell me where he was. I felt... Well, you remember me telling you about stepfathers? About it meaning...
You felt bereaved.
Yeah. Had to keep it to myself, though. Locked up tight. Till I could leave. For college. Then I looked through her papers. Found an address. Went to see him when I got here.
And?
I was drinking before, though, when I was at home. They never noticed. They're both... I mean, Derek's very fond of me and everything, but he can't see what's going on in front of his own nose, can he?
So you went to see your dad, and...
And he's a wreck. He was a roadie for bands. He used to do smack. Now he just collects his jarro and drinks. Says it's easier when your dealer's legal. And I looked at him and I thought...
You thought that's what you're really like, but you're not, you know.
You can be...
I was already up to my neck in debt before I came here. I had this idea I'd crack it once I was away from home, once I found my real dad. But instead...
Instead, you got deeper in.
It was easy money. Turn a few tricks, close your eyes and think of all the booze you can buy. Bren told me about MM Massage. She looks after me and I look after her. I'm a registered fake addict, see? Gets her double methadone.
And then Madame sacked you.
How do you know all this? Hey, you're a good investigator, Rosie.
Thanks. I'll put it on my notepaper. One dissatisfied client said... Well, go on.
Well, the police said I had to go to court. They were going to tell the university, so Derek and Mum would get to know, and I couldn't handle that.
Yeah?
So I did the wrists thing, and then they were all there, asking, just asking, and the story just sort of made itself up. I tried to come clean when I first saw you, but I couldn't tell them the truth, could I?
You're going to have to now.
Oh, come on. Dear Derek, your beloved Miranda's a drunk and a whore.
Hey, there's ways of putting it, Randy.
Yeah, but I was thinking, can't we come up with some other line? You know, MM Massage has cleaned up its act and its notorious criminal boss has fled the country. Something so that Derek and...
Look, I'm hopeless at lying, Randy. And I've been paid to find out the truth. You're going to have to tell them. Tell Derek. Mike took that on in the end, telling Derek. Didn't go too well, I gather.
I don't believe you, Mike.
It's the truth, Derek.
These people are making her say this, aren't they? Where is she? Where's my Miranda?
These people don't exist, Derek. The truth is...
These people. Oh, I'm sure there's big criminals and all that involved in some prostitution. But mostly it's Polly's and Randy's and small-time thugs like Madame and Nat. That's what he was, really, Smackhead. A trainee pimp. And they're small-time customers. They're customers, yeah. Mersey Week. You know, one of them freebies that comes through the door. Published a list of names, like Marg and Polly had said, of men caught curb-crawling. Bob was reading it. Half expected to hear Graham's name, but instead...
Peter Nugent, Thomas Ramsden... Gerald Rawnsley. Hey, that's funny, ma'am, isn't it?
Give us that paper here.
But that's Jerry's name, isn't it? Gerald Rawnsley. Bit of a dodgy coincidence for him.
Or what? Jerry? The last man you'd have thought. He was at the door that night.
Didn't you get my letters?
Yeah. I just didn't open them.
Please.
You can't come in.
I need to talk, Rosie. Not here.
It's here or nowhere. Gerald.
Oh, you've seen the paper, then?
It is you, isn't it?
It's all a misunderstanding. I was planning a new Beatles trail, so I had to drive slowly.
Jerry!
And then I thought it'll be worse to defend the charge than just to plead guilty and get it over with. Less publicity that way. I didn't know they were planning...
Jerry, I never want to see you again, all right?
No, I didn't do it, Rosie. And I got the job in Maidenhead, and
I mean, I think he was telling the truth, Marg.
Oh, yeah.
But I was looking for an excuse to say, no, I don't want to come to Maidenhead with you. And there it was on a plate, like, so I slammed the door on him.
Rosie, his name was in the paper. Convicted.
Oh, Jerry, though. He's the last fella, you'd think.
Men. They're all alike. Preying on the likes of your... What was her name?
Randy. She's calling herself Miranda again now. Booked into some drying out clinic. Derek, her stepfather, he still thinks it's all a conspiracy and she'll tell him the truth one day. You can't face it.
That's men, Rosie. Romantics or pigs with their snouts in the trough.
Her mother believes it, though. She came round to see us.
My fault. And I do know, I can see from the look in your eye, that you think that's a way of indulging myself. Saying it's my fault. Yeah. Motherhood's supposed to come naturally, isn't it? But it doesn't sound too ridiculous. Derek's a more natural mother than me. Perhaps the truth can't penetrate him, because he'll always forgive her, like a mother should.
I'm a warts and all, Mother Me. Tell him the truth. So I sat Bob and Carol down to tell them Uncle Jerry wouldn't be coming round anymore.
Will Uncle Martin be coming round instead?
Ah, that's horrible, that is. Mum's only just given Jerry the elbow.
What do you care? Is she the cousin, Jelly Baby?
You don't, do you?
Yeah, but he helps me when I'm stuck on me computer games, and...
Oh, no, he's not going to cry, is he?
Oh, shut it, you.
Now look, the pair of you.
No, I won't look, because Uncle Jerry's been more of a dad to me than my dad's ever been, and you've been dead cruel to him, and I'll never get over it. Never.
Oh,
never,
God.
Never, Mom. Oh, God. What have I done? He's right, is Bob. You've got to be ruthless in this life, Rosie, but... I really could have put Polly in danger, couldn't I? I really did send Martin to a prostitute, didn't I? Just for a job. I really have been cruel to Jerry, haven't I? And in Carol's voice, I can hear a little bit of that heartlessness passed on like... Down these mean streets, a woman must go. Yeah, but... You know the next bit? What Raymond Chandler would have said if he'd been talking about me. Down these mean streets a woman must go. A woman who is not herself mean. Not herself mean. Think about it, Rosie.
That was Massaging the Truth, the last of four unofficial Rosie stories by Alan MacDonald. Rosie was played by Paula Wilcox, Bob by Dominic Groundsell, Carol, Helen Roberts, Margie, Elizabeth Estenson, Jerry, Christopher Bramwell, Martin, Paul Barber, Graham, David Thorpe, Mike, Steve Hodson, Debbie, Barbara Dryhurst, Detective Sergeant Murdoch, Gareth Armstrong. Miranda was played by Tara Dominic, Wren by Cyril Jenkins, Derek and Madame, Gavin Muir, Jessica and Neighbour, Elaine Claxton, Chris and Chantal, Deborah Berlin, Polly, Susanna Corbett, and Nat, Paul Panting. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Presentation was by Anne Bunting, Ros Mason, Suzanne Howard, and Rebecca Kirby. The music was composed by Peter Howell of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Unofficial Rosie was directed by Tracy Neal.